A teenager went missing, possibly after watching the film Into the Wild. I'm Darian, and I'm coming back with all the details that will allow you to collect a substantial reward on real crime cases.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
18-year-old Jonathan Kroom left a friend's house in Seattle on August 16th and was driving home to Arizona, but he failed to turn up to his first classes at Mesa Community College last Monday. His abandoned SUV was found in Riddle, Southwest Oregon. His family said they were worried that he was inspired by the film Into the Wild, which is based on the real-life experiences of graduate Christopher McCandless as he lived alone in the Alaskan wilderness. McCandless headed into the wild with no money and few provisions in a bid to live simply and appreciate nature. He was found dead in August 1992 when he was just 24 years old. Jonathan Kroom is 6 feet 1 inches tall, weighs 140 pounds, and might be carrying a multicolored backpack. There is a $5,000 reward being offered for information leading to his recovery. Anyone who thinks they might have spotted Kroom is asked to call the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. To see a photo of this missing person or to leave an anonymous tip, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.